Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Well, good morning. The constituency of Middle, as our election coverage continues, is a largely rural, good-sized constituency, nearly 4,000 people, sitting in the heart of the island, as its name betrays. Three candidates to date have declared, two of whom we've already spoken with. The third is a 43-year-old, Howard Quayle, a former president of the Manx National Farmers Union, with a reputation for breeding pedigree Aberdeen Anguses, or should that be Angai? I'm not sure. He runs a holiday cottage development, married, three children, started his career in the government and treasury, then to local government planning, went to the finance sector, worked for NFU Mutual and Clerical Medical. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
First of all, you're not related to Martin Quayle at all?
No, we're not related in any way, shape or form, and you know, I am a totally different person from Martin.
I've noticed a picture of you playing a violin to one of your Aberdeen Anguses. Can voters expect you to turn up at the doorstep soothing them with some violin music?
No, that was paying back a favour I owed a photographer for doing a nice photograph of the Isle of Manx campaign in the Baldwin Valley that we did, where we cut out letters on the field.
Some time ago.
He gave us a lot of publicity, so I was duped into doing that pose for him as a favour, which you can regret some things you do.
You will be seen as the voice of farming, won't you?
Probably, but I suppose about 2-3% of my income comes from farming. The vast majority of my income comes from other businesses
that
I run.
Putting that to one side, people have seen you as the voice of farming and assume you are a full-time farmer, and that's what you'll be talking about.
That's not the case. I'm going to be talking about all things that are relevant to the Isle of Man, and should I be elected, I would be doing my best for all sectors of the island's community.
Well, should we just stick with farming? Does farming have a future?
The farming community have a future if the government had honoured its pledges. It voted through a new countryside care scheme a number of years ago now.
So you're saying it doesn't have a future?
Well, it needs radical changes. It needs that the agreement, the countryside care scheme agreement, needs to be honoured in its full entirety. Timwald approved it and then within a few months cut most of the bolt-ons that made it, that would, you know, help make it work
so
smoothly.
If you got in, one of the things you'd be doing would be trying to change it and bring those changes in.
I would be trying to do many things, John, not just on agriculture, but the finances of the island and helping my local constituents.
Well, Middle is a largely rural community sitting on the edge, obviously, of conurbations. Farming land is looked on with lust by developers. Would you consider selling your farms to a developer?
I think we've got to decide what are the requirements for the island on our planning. Personally, I'd like to see some local development put aside for people living in that area. Sheltered housing, small bungalows all on one level for people who are retired, who can't handle steps. Young couples getting married who've lived in that area all their life, whose family live in that area. I'd like to see housing developments where they benefit and are able to stay in that area rather than being forced out of the rural areas.
Mr. Gorn has a proposed bill to make land options public knowledge. Now, for years and years, people have said so-and-so companies own this much land. Is that a good idea?
I think it is a good idea. It's open and honest about who's been building up land banks around the island. So, yes, I have no problem with that.
The ever-evolving VAT sharing agreement, which is back in the agenda, we're hearing that it's possible the UK is coming back to get some more back offers. It does mean, I suppose, that in the past, the island has worked a very good deal for itself. I mean, however critical you are of the civil servants, someone in the past has actually done the Isle of Man a good favour.
That's right. Whether you can criticise the government for losing the £140 million on the VAT sharing agreement, where I feel you can criticise them, as far back as 2005, the then Chief Minister, Donald Gelling, recognised that the size of government, etc., was unsustainable and commissioned a report, the scope and structure of the government, and that was presented to him in September 2000.
48 suggestions.
Yes, and very little. Some of the easier things have been done, but nothing else. Now, we have known for a number of years now that we were losing this amount of money, and other than spending all our reserves to plug the gap, very little really has been done.
So you say privatisation is the answer, hiving off quite a few of the things government
does. Well, in a perfect utopian world, we'd just carry on as we are, but we're not in that situation. We've lost 20% of our income, and if you're going out to do your weekly shop with a budget of £200 and you're suddenly told you've lost 20%, well, you cut things accordingly. You might, a bottle of wine might go out the window that you would normally treat yourself to. People are cutting back. They're cutting back on their holidays.
So would you see yourself as an austerity candidate, someone who says, look, we have to tighten our belts?
I think we have to be honest with the public. I think the public are totally disillusioned with our politicians and not being honest with them. And when a problem arises, and they just seem to be putting their head in the sand. I think if you're straight with the public and say, this is the problem, we're going to have to solve it by A, B or C or a combination, what do you think, then I think the public would understand.
Thank you very much. We'll have to close it there. Mr. Quayle, thank you for joining us this morning. You're listening to Mandate. It's 8 o'clock.